At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Stand by for an urgent bulletin.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you here, but here's what I've learned about myself over the years. I have a high-functioning brain.
You seem to know all the players in this poorly acted farce. What do they call that one?
Jeff Lutz.
Goodness gracious, you're really struggling today. If I had said that, I mean, I'd be kicked off the show permanently.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Tuesday edition. Had to think there for a minute. Seems like Wednesday.
It does?
But it's Tuesday.
Man, I wish it was Wednesday. That means tomorrow would be Thursday.
You don't like Tuesday.
Not a big Tuesday guy.
The only thing I like about Tuesday is we get the trash picked up.
You notice yesterday the sun was out. It got kind of warm, but not uncomfortable. And what happens Tuesday? It's dreary. It's still kind of nice out.
I thought you liked dreary.
I know, but I'm just saying the universe tells us what days to like.
I thought you liked dreary.
I don't know if I like dreary.
I don't think it's dreary. I think it's a nice, cool, overcast day. You need some of those, man.
I'm just saying it's not a coincidence that it happened on Tuesday rather than Monday.
Well, that defeats everything you've ever said about you want darkness. You don't want the...
I like natural darkness. I like
don't
when
want
it,
the blinds
I like when
open.
I like when it gets dark naturally. I like dark skies. I don't mind overcast.
You don't like
every
what?
Now and then, but not every day.
It's 69 degrees out there.
Yeah, whatever.
We got showers in the area. They've moved off mostly to the east. But I spent some time over across the street this morning and thoroughly enjoyed it.
What'd you do over there?
You don't need to know that.
We're getting the
lights figured out. We're going to have new lights installed on two fields.
That's what I was wondering about. What's the ETA for those?
We hope soon.
You got a lot of irons in the fire right now. A
lot of irons in the fire.
Professionally, personally.
Kitchen remodel. At home. A lot going on for an old man.
There is a lot.
Think I can withstand it?
Probably. It's mostly other people doing the work, so that's
well, now, good. Wait a minute. What do you mean by that?
Well, I don't think you're going to go out and put up lights, are you? I don't think you're going to
knock down the walls in the kitchen. I got to facilitate.
Do you?
Sure. Why do you think I was over there?
I mean, you facilitate, but they kind of figure it out on their own.
You think you could do this job?
No, of course not.
Thank
nor
you.
Would I want to.
Well, why don't you think you could?
It's just not in my wheelhouse. I'm not a go talk to light putter in her guy.
What?
You know what I mean. I don't want to go over there and talk to somebody putting in lights. I don't want to do that. That's just going to make me sound like an idiot.
What do you mean?
Put him here instead of this over here.
I'm just listening to them. I'm not offering my opinion.
Well, then
I don't know anything about it.
What's the facilitation about?
The facilitation is when can we get it done? What needs to happen? What's our responsibility? Things
like
that.
They're facilitating you a little bit. We'll tell you when it gets done. We'll tell you.
No, I'm the guy, man.
You know what happened today?
No, I don't want to know now. Because all you're doing is lobbing insults.
No insults.
You're degrading me. You're downplaying me. And I don't like it when you do that. Others can do that. Not my son. I brought you into this world.
Shouldn't your son be the only one who can do that?
My son can't do that.
Name the top five people who can do that.
Anybody else.
Really? They're allowed to throw insults at you?
Not you.
All right.
Even my wife is allowed to. Because I'll listen to her. You're not.
All right.
You're not here without me.
I don't even remember what we're talking about anymore.
You understand?
Yeah.
So, you know, you bark up that tree, and I'm going to bite. Does that make sense to you?
Are you in the tree?
What do you have? What happened today?
Well, someone, and I'm not going to watch it straight through or even look at a lot of it. I know what's going on.
Oh, it's got to be the Eagles.
It's the Eagles. But
gosh, Jeff, every day are we going to do this?
But I will say this, and it's hard to get it because it's like a two-hour video. Someone filmed the whole concert. But Don Henley said J.D. Souther.
No, he didn't.
He absolutely did.
No, he didn't.
100%
he did. No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, of course he did.
Well, I don't have proof.
Well, I'll find it for you.
You watched the whole thing?
No, I wanted to hear the parts where he talked. I did not watch the whole thing.
Why would you? I thought you were going to avoid this.
Well, I can't, and I don't care.
I wish Duda was here right now.
It's going to be amazing either way. It's going to be a culmination. It's going to be a lifetime encapsulated into.
Do you think I should just drive out there on my own and go?
I heard you wanted to go.
Who told you that?
I just heard it through
my
the
wife.
I don't know. This could have been.
How would I pull that off?
Why don't we go for our last one ever in January?
That doesn't have appeal. No offense.
To go with your son for the last time?
I know that sounds terrible, and listeners, please hang with me. The thing that has the most appeal is to go out on my own. I don't remember who I went with in 1977 or 6 at Henry Levitt Arena. I honestly don't remember who I went with.
I don't know.
I presume I went with somebody, but I may not have.
No reason to.
It's possible that I just went. Because I don't remember who I was with.
I can't imagine.
So it might be
1976 Eagles coming to your city. Unbelievable.
I might just say, you know what? Let's end it the way it started. Me solo.
You should end it with your son.
Why?
Why not?
Because I'd have to drive with you out there.
Yeah, it wouldn't be fun. You're right.
We'd have to, you know, talk and would it work? I can't do the same hotel room with you, so you're going to have to buy your own hotel room.
Well, I feel like
I don't do the same hotel room outside of my wife. Those days are over. You know, I used to get sent out with the Wichita Eagle and you shared a hotel room with another guy. And
one time I didn't have to.
What
it was
it?
Unbelievable. It was so good and such a nice hotel.
Who?
Me. One what? Of those years. I think it was the play-in game year for Wichita State. one of those where I got my own hotel room, and it was just luxurious. Maybe I was waiting on you or somebody, but I had my own room. Unbelievable.
What do you mean you had your own room?
I mean, I had my own room.
You paid for it?
As far as I know, I didn't pay for it.
Well, that's just ridiculous. I didn't like rooming with no offense to anybody.
Who was your least favorite roommate?
I'm not going to say that.
No, they're not listening.
No, I'm not saying that.
They might not even be living.
A couple of them snored a lot.
Well, so do you. No offense.
Well, I didn't at that time, but I did later. What do you mean, so do I? No offense.
You snore.
No, I don't.
Not anymore?
No.
That's good.
I've had several things cut out. All right, here's what we have for you on the show today. Adam Teicher, ESPN.com, longtime Chiefs beat writer, will join us at 2:25. Of course, it's Adam's final year on the beat. He's been on the beat over 30 years in one capacity or another. Kevin Saul, Wichita State Athletic Director, our guest at 2:45. Pretty good day to have Kevin on, as it looks like the AAC is holding together after being poached or attempted poaching from the Pac-12. And then later today, Jeff, I'll have a game.
Probably.
What do you mean probably?
I mean, I do have it. Something.
What do you mean probably?
It's something.
This is every Tuesday,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I know. It gets hard.
It's a staple of the show.
I understand
it's
that.
It's one of the only responsibilities you have.
Why don't you create a game?
Because
once
I
a
get
month.
All the guests.
Yeah, I could do
I
that.
I do all that. That's what I do.
I could do all that. I could text
okay,
Adam.
Okay, you got the text. You got guests from now on.
No, I'm not doing it.
See? There you go.
I don't get backed into a corner like that. If you wanted to say, hey, maybe a time or two you can get guests, and we'll work together on it. But I'm not going to.
Nah,
you're doing this.
I like getting guests.
Anytime the thing is you're doing this, the answer is
I like
no.
getting guests, and I really don't want you to have anything to do with the guests.
Perfect.
So, but I do want you to have a game every Tuesday.
Well, I got a
25.
Game.
And that's your responsibility. Now,
all right.
We had a big brouhaha about you watching games yesterday on the
was
show.
Was it a brouhaha?
Oh, big time.
It was a guy just saying I have no
big
effort.
Time. So I'll ask you this. Now,
you know I didn't watch the Monday night games.
I'm going to say this. I watched some of the Bills-Jags until it got crazy. Didn't watch the Washington Commanders, but went back, and because of all the glowing comments about Jaden Daniels, I went back and watched the highlights. And let me say this. We talk about rookie quarterbacks who struggle, and there have been many of them. This guy ain't struggling.
Doesn't look like he's gonna.
Did you?
We're three games in. He's doesn't have a ton of weapons. I mean, he's got McLaurin. He's got the two running backs he can throw to a little bit. But it's not like it's the Commanders are just loaded. And he's making plays left and right. And it's pretty impressive because he won the Heisman last year. It's weird, right? It's like, did he surpass Caleb Williams, or was Caleb Williams so entrenched in people's minds that he had to go?
The Commanders coach.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either. I keep going back to that. They look like.
Wasn't it an assistant from the 49ers?
Again. Max?
I thought it was Dan Quinn.
Is it Dan Quinn?
No. He's a coordinator somewhere, I think.
Well, I don't think you know. If Max is right.
It is Dan Quinn. How about that?
Oh, my God. You know what? Now you owe Max an apology.
I thought he was still a coordinator. I didn't know he got a job. Well, congratulations to Dan Quinn.
He's been around forever, mostly on the defensive side of the football. Maybe he's just turned Jaden Daniels over to the offensive coordinator and said, make him go.
Got a team to the Super Bowl. He got the Falcons to the Super Bowl.
I don't mind Dan Quinn.
And now if he has a dynamic young quarterback and someone you can build around, who knows?
I don't mind Dan Quinn. I don't know Dan Quinn.
I don't know him personally.
I told you the Commanders are that kind of team that I feel a little something for. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they got rid of their owner. They said goodbye to Ron Rivera as coach. They brought in new front office people. They brought in a new coach and
the,
a new
quarterback.
And the
Cincinnati Bengals are 0-3.
Yeah, might be done.
How's your guy Scotty Griffiths doing?
I don't know.
And our good friend Joel T. Lamerno.
I don't talk to Scott about the Bengals.
Hey, you ought to rub it in.
We're Guardians fans.
That's what I'd do.
Why? What's the point?
Just having some fun.
When you haven't won a championship, you can't go rubbing it in with other people. That's just bad karma. Or maybe since I've done that my entire life, I should start rubbing it in. Maybe that's what works. The Cardinals suck this year, by the way.
Why'd you say that about me?
I'm just rubbing it in.
They'll be okay next year or not. I don't care. They're going to do something that will please me.
You say that every year. And
I believe that this is the year they put John Mozeliak, and we'll get Bernie Miklas on the show next week. This is the year I believe they put him into the background, at least.
Here's what I figured out, though. Organizations don't really change, and most teams these days kind of operate the same. And if you're waiting for some splash and you're not the Dodgers or the Yankees, and you're probably going to be waiting a long time for that.
Well, I disagree with you. The Cardinals have come to that fork in the road, and that's not the Guardians. The Guardians never make a big splash because they have about $35.
Why do they win all the time? What what do you think helps them win all the time?
Luck.
They're just lucky. They must have some good players.
You know,
they must do some things right.
Terry Francona was a great manager.
Steven
no question
Vogt.
About it. Well, you got to say you got to give him credit. He's potentially the American League Manager of the Year.
It's not going to be Quartaro anymore, is it?
Certainly lost some of his juice, no question about it. I don't know who it would be outside of your guy.
Probably has to be him. Maybe the Astros guy, since he brought them from terrible early on to a division.
They were expected to be good.
But they weren't for a while.
That's not it.
I bet he finishes second
or
third.
That's not a positive for him, in my opinion. That's why it take you so long, pal.
But it's his first year, too, isn't it?
No, I don't buy it. Sorry.
Second, maybe?
Not going there. A lot of big series.
Can you?
Going on in what?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Don't ever interrupt.
Well, I was like, can you not have a successful managing year and be a good manager if you have a good team?
Just don't interrupt me.
I just don't like where you're going with that.
Big series all across baseball this week as things play out. Some things we know, some things we don't. The Detroit Tigers are up 2-0 at the end of 5 over Tampa Bay today. What they're doing is there will be books written.
Little unheard of.
About what the Tigers are doing. They just are relentless. You can't slow them down.
They got the Rays
and the White Sox. They're gonna sweep both.
Yeah, the Royals are in trouble and the Twins are in trouble.
They're both fighting it out.
They both have one sort of tough series. This would be that for the Tigers because Chicago isn't. Atlanta has – or the Royals have Atlanta to end it. They have Washington.
Let me tell you, Washington's no walk in the park. I know they're not – their record's not good. But the way the Royals are playing right now, Washington will be a real challenge. That series begins this evening in the nation's capital. You've got the Orioles who are fading. They're dropping quick. In New York to face the Yankees. You got the Mariners and the Astros, a big series in the American League West. And then in the National League, you got the Mets and the Braves. The Braves clawing, fighting to try to get into that third wild card position. And they're fighting and clawing with the Mets, who are right there with Arizona. Those three teams, two of those three will get in.
Right. It's basically... I guess Seattle's in the mix, but you have Minnesota.
I'm talking about the National.
No, I'm talking. Me too. I'm going over there.
Okay.
I'm going back over there.
The American League.
No, I'm saying they both have that. Where in the AL, it's kind of Minnesota, Kansas City, Detroit. One of those is going to miss.
Seattle.
One of those, and then the teams in the NL. They're right there. One of them's going to miss.
And then you have the.
What do you want to say?
When I do that. That means I'm not pleased.
I don't care.
When there's that little pause.
Oh, and this is supposed to make me feel
what? It's supposed to make you think, what did I mess up there?
I didn't.
You also have the Padres and the Dodgers. Now, both of those teams are in, but there's still some doubt as to who's going to win the West Division in the National League. The Dodgers currently have a three-game lead. That's correct, a three-game lead over San Diego. So interesting stuff in baseball. And tonight, like some idiot, I'll tune in and watch the Cardinals in Colorado.
Ugh.
I mean, can you imagine?
They're home against Colorado.
No, they're in Colorado.
I thought they played at Colorado already.
No, they're in Colorado. Trust me, I know where they are.
I believe you, but I could have sworn.
No, you're wrong.
We had this
you
conversation.
You could have sworn a lot of things.
About how difficult it was to play in Colorado.
You could have sworn Dan Quinn wasn't the coach of the Falcons.
I don't care.
Or the Commanders.
Coach of the Falcons is.
I mean, you swear to a lot of things.
But I care about where the Cardinals are playing tonight.
And that's what I'll be watching.
Enjoy it.
Like some loser, like some sad sack.
I win tonight.
I got into one of these games that really matter because I'm almost drawn to it.
Yeah, if I win tonight, I don't have a meaningful game in 10 days or so. What am I going
to do? You have nothing to do with winning.
What am I going to do with myself for that long of a time?
Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Who cares what you do with yourself?
Who cares? There's 10 days.
Seriously. Josh Allen was fantastic last night. That team's amazing. They lost a lot of weapons offensively, or so we thought, and they've just replaced them.
Yeah, they believe in the guys that they had. Khalil Shakir.
Well, why though?
Because Khalil Shakir is good. And I think they knew that he was good. So hey, we don't need Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis anymore. And we'll lean on James Cook a little bit more. And we'll bring a rookie running back and a rookie receiver in to help us.
He completed 24 passes last night to 10 different people.
Right.
You're going to win a lot of games if you got 10 guys you can throw to.
That's kind of been Patrick Mahomes' forte over the course of his career. That may be something the Chiefs kind of need to get back to spread the wealth.
To pick up one of those people.
Who are you going
to
pick up?
Dalton Kincaid, baby.
Really?
You taken?
Your tight end?
Yeah.
Who is your tight end?
I don't know.
I thought you had a good tight end situation.
Out. Nah, I don't have a good situation.
It's too bad.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll get with Adam Teicher. ESPN.com covers the Chiefs. Stay with us, Bob and Jeff, a Tuesday, back in a minute.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash. Mm-mm-mm.
Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or?
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more.
Head to Lowe's.com/moremessing. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
All right. Adam Teicher joins us from ESPN.com, covers the Chiefs. He's been a friend to our show and previous shows here for a long time. Hey, Adam, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today, Bob?
We're doing okay. Here are the Chiefs, 3-0. And in this league in 2024, and the way that we consume our sports and comment about it on social media, boy, if you just read social media, you don't know what to think. I am of the opinion that if you're 3-0 and you're unbeaten and you played three pretty difficult games, you should be pretty happy.
Yeah, it beats the alternative, right? You're right. So maybe staying off social media ought to be the best avenue for everybody here. But, you know, there are a lot of people who are, you're right, a little bit down on the Chiefs right now, but they're not necessarily the only ones. I mean, I don't know if you heard Pat Mahomes' comments after the game in Atlanta the other night, but he sounded like a guy who'd lost the game. You know, his team had lost, and he was, you would never know that he was the quarterback of a 3-0 NFL team. He just sounded a little down, I guess would be a pretty good word. And, you know, he just felt like he hasn't played well enough, and the Chiefs haven't played well enough. And, you know, he's not apologizing in any way for 3-0, but you can tell he didn't feel like they've necessarily earned that record.
Is this still a quarterback league? And I present that with no alternative. I don't know what other kind of league it would be, but there have been some standout performances by quarterbacks, but mostly the numbers are down. We've heard it about Patrick Mahomes' career lows and stuff like that. Is it all relative, the numbers Mahomes is putting up so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think what we're seeing with the Chiefs is a symptom of what's going on around the league. I mean, you know, they've there's a lot of teams that were sort of struggling this way, and so it's not necessarily going to be pretty, that's for sure. But I think it is a bigger, it's kind of a symbol of what's going on, that there are a lot of teams that are struggling. I still think it's, you know, you've got to have that big time quarterback to win a championship, but maybe it's what the big-time quarterback looks like nowadays. It's not like it did, you know, 5, 6, 8 years ago when everybody was putting up big numbers. Maybe it's going to look a little different this year.
Adam Teicher, our guest, the Chiefs 3-0. They have a road game coming up Sunday in Los Angeles against the Chargers. We're not sure of the status of Justin Herbert, at least I'm not. So who knows about that one? But the Chiefs are now without Isaiah Pacheco. They're without Hollywood Brown. Those are certainly two guys that figured prominently in this offense. Who steps up? Do we think Carson Steele has what it takes? He looked pretty good the other night, no question about it. Can Xavier Worthy increase his production? Can Travis Kelce become more like what we're used to seeing from Travis Kelce? And then Rashee Rice, who's played like an all-pro so far, can he continue at that pace?
Yeah, they've got to. It's got to be all of the above, right? I mean, Listen, with regard to Kelce, you know, part of what the Chiefs were thinking during the offseason in drafting Xavier Worthy and signing Hollywood Brown was that they were thinking, okay, we need to start transitioning our passing game away from being centered around a tight end who is now or soon to be 35 years old. He's going to be 35 in a few weeks. And so that's their thinking there. This season in the Chiefs' plans was never going to be all about Travis Kelce. It was going to be about him playing well, but maybe shifting a lot of his burden off to other guys. And we've seen that at least with Rashee Rice so far. But now they've got to find somebody else to kind of help out. And whether that's Xavier Worthy or somebody else, I don't know. But they've got to get more from their other guys, no doubt. And they need more from Kelce, but they can't ask of him what he used to be. They can't ask for that kind of production from him anymore because that's just not reasonable. So, you know, he can be part of the solution, but he just can't be the whole thing. They've got to have some other guys, and, you know, Worthy's a rookie. What do you have the right to ask from him? So, you know, it's an interesting situation here for the Chiefs, but they've got to identify somebody for sure.
Yeah, you kind of answered my question about Kelce, but I was just going to ask, you know, what does being a franchise and an NFL icon basically get him? Does he get 17 starts? If he's healthy, is the leash quite a bit longer with him? How does that all play out if Travis Kelce is still not putting up the numbers in a few weeks?
Well, you know, then the Chiefs, if they've determined that the problem was with him, then they have a decision to make, right? I mean, do you keep playing and do you lessen his load and play Noah Gray and some of their other younger tight ends a little more? So that's a good question here, but I don't know what they're going to do, and that's we'll see when it comes to that. I still think he's going to have some games that are similar to what we know him to be, you know, that'll be Travis Kelce-like games. He probably won't have them as consistently as he did, but, hey, until he has them, I guess we'll never know.
Adam Teicher is our guest from ESPN.com. I thought of this question last night because I'm trying to think of fresh questions to ask about the Chiefs. We talk a lot about Andy Reid. We certainly talk a lot about this personnel. But I want your thoughts on Brett Veach and the job he's done over his time in Kansas City and not only building a championship roster, but so far being able to sustain it and to make it a powerful roster year after year. We had Blair Kirchhoff on the show yesterday, and I mentioned to him that we get caught up talking about maybe the potential some decline in the offense, but we don't talk about how well the Chiefs play defensively now, and that's a defense that was built through the drafting and moves of Brett Veach. How good is he, Adam?
Well, I think he's one of the best in the league. You know, it's not easy what they've done. The team they built around Patrick Mahomes, you know, that's they've done a really nice job through the draft, particularly on defense, as you mentioned. I mean, just about everybody the Chiefs played defensively came to the league with the Chiefs. You know, there's Justin Reed at safety. He was a free agent addition. Just about everybody else who plays any kind of significant role on defense started their careers with the Chiefs. So it's been a pretty impressive output from that group, and you know, he's the architect behind that. So they've done a really nice job there, and there's some other things that they've done. You know, with the Tyreek Hill trade has worked out about as well for the Chiefs as they could have imagined. That, you know, they've won two Super Bowls in the years since he's been traded, and they got some guys who were part of that defense you're talking about, including Trent McDuffie here. So they've done a pretty nice job. Certainly not perfect. Not everything they've done has worked out, but so far I think he's done about as well as the Chiefs could ask out of him.
I love Pacheco. I thought he was such a big part of all of this. He's down for a while, maybe the entire season. Kareem Hunt, we have learned, is expected to be active on Sunday against the Chargers. Is Carson Steele the right guy? Is he the one, or could Kareem Hunt and even potentially Samaje Perine, could this be kind of a shuffle situation in the backfield?
Yeah, I don't know how all this is going to shake out. It's going to be interesting to see how it does. I thought the backfield worked pretty well last night or Sunday night in Atlanta without Kareem Hunt. So I'm kind of wondering what the idea is behind that. What the Chiefs think they're going to get that they didn't get the other night? Because I thought those guys, Perine and Steele, did a really nice job. So we'll see. Somebody's going to lose some carries. Somebody's going to lose out if Kareem Hunt plays. And I don't know how that's going to work. I would think all three guys would get some snaps, but we'll see whether the Chiefs agree with that.
All right, Adam, we always appreciate your time. Thanks for being with us, and we'll get you down the road.
All right, anytime, guys.
Thanks. Adam Teicher, ESPN.com. The Chiefs are fascinating. They go to L.A. to face the Chargers team. Have you seen any update on Justin Herbert?
I thought maybe that it was closer to that he will play than he won't.
Well, they have.
Also, the line was like 8.5, so that suggests
they played very good defense early on. Have the Chargers, so we'll see. That one kicking off at 3:25. Of course, all Chiefs coverage right here on our sister station, KNSS. We look forward to that.
Love that for us.
Yeah. Here's Kevin Saul, athletic director at Wichita State University. He joins us for his monthly appearance. Kevin, hello. Welcome.
Man, I love you guys. I could listen to that for days. You guys just ping-pong back and forth. It's perfect. I'm great. How are you guys?
We appreciate that, and we're hanging in there well. We appreciate your time as always. So I'm fascinated by college athletics, maybe more than I've ever been. And not necessarily for what's going on the playing field. I find it incredible what's happening off the playing field with expansion and NIL and transfer portal. And we've been watching with great interest as the Pac-12 tries to get back into some kind of stature, and certainly made an attempt to bring in four schools from the American: Memphis, UTSA, Tulane, and South Florida. That was nixed yesterday, those first four schools committing to the American. This stuff is amazing. How do you take it all in?
Well, I think what the objective is just to be a sponge for information and lean on those that know that are involved in those discussions, right? I mean, it's the best thing that you can do. It's if you react and jump every time there's news, that's all you'll do is just keep jumping around and stressing and worrying over different things. So I have to commend our commissioner, Tim Pernetti. His leadership's been phenomenal here this first 5-6 months. And he's done a really nice job of keeping the dialogue open and transparent and very communicative with ADs, inclusive of those four schools that you referenced, and just walking through it, I guess, more in a consultant type role than a convincer type role. At the end of the day, you've had four institutions that were approached by the Pac-12, and indications were that the Pac-12 had a consultant that was working with them to project and speculate media value for a new league or a projected new league. And those numbers weren't necessarily ones that you could quote unquote take to the bank. And so I think every institution has decisions to make, right? So the South Florida might be in a little bit different position because of geographics. And Tulane might be in a little bit different based on their profile. So I think everybody's going to evaluate those things and where they stand and what that looks like. At the end of the day, all those institutions are doing is to try to provide more and better resources for their student athletes, recruitment, retention, development, all those things. So it is a very, very interesting dynamic, and we could talk probably an entire show on how the Pac-12 is doing what they're doing with Mountain West schools, how the Mountain West would respond to that. You know, as I was a student athlete, I was in three different leagues over the course of 4 years, guys. And I tell you that what the Mountain West is doing and the Pac-12 is doing is really just kind of shuffling the decks out in the West Coast. And we're starting to see a conglomeration of teams that we've seen. If you go back and look 12, 15 years ago, it starts to look very much like it looked 12, 15 years ago. And there's a lot of money changing hands to make it happen.
Yeah, that is interesting and a little strange. And I was just going to ask, you know, generally speaking, you don't have to address the four AAC schools in particular, but when a coach gives a commitment and then, you know, he'll leave, a player can commit to a school and then recommit and decommit. Are we naive to believe that a school saying or that it committing to a conference is more true than if any other party says it is, or is that real?
Jeff, I think contracts by their very nature have outs, right? And so the three entities that you just mentioned, whether it's a league, whether it's a head coach, or whether it's a student athlete, two out of the three of those have financial ramifications for breaking contracts. And so there are realities that come with realignment, right? Tens of millions of dollars in exit fees and or some news outlets call them poaching fees. But you see this changing of hands of dollars where the Pac-12 was sitting on substantial dollars based on the departures of schools out of their league and into the Big Ten. And then those dollars shift to the league that the Pac-12 is using to backfill their membership. And so there's financial ramifications for all of those things. Coaches have buyouts and all those things. What you haven't seen is those financial ramifications for student athletes. I do think that, you know, in the coming months and years, we might see what was the financial aid offer, you know, room, board, books, tuition, fees, cost of attendance, Alston educational funds. I do think there's going to be some transparency where you'll see NIL figures in those offers from schools to student athletes. And when that occurs, I think you'll probably see multi-year agreements that might have some buyouts and some financial implications to them.
Wow. Kevin Saul, our guest, athletic director at Wichita State University. So let's talk about men's basketball, because that's kind of the, even though, listen, we understand all of the programs matter and we get it, but men's basketball is Wichita State's version of football at most other schools. As I've often said and believe fully, everybody's trying to win, and not everybody can. There's a winner and a loser in every game played, unless you're playing soccer or something like that. How difficult is it to get to that point where Wichita State is once again a dynamic men's basketball program? What's it take? How do you facilitate that as an athletic director? What can you do to help Paul Mills get to that point?
Yeah, I really appreciate you asking that question, Bob, because it's what I spend 20 hours a day thinking about. And at the end of the day, in its simplest form, I think you've got to hire really, really good people that are competent. They're great culture people that can lead programs and young people. These are leaders of young men and women, where those men and women want to be a part of what's going on, and they're willing to sacrifice to be a part of it. So it starts with really, really good people. And then we can go into every element of support for a program, whether that's, you know, scholarships or travel, gear, nutrition. All of those things are critically important. Our student athlete experience is critically important. At the end of the day, what it comes down to is having leadership in your programs and an administration that is committed to first-class service to student athletes and coaches and is committed to removing obstacles. that's ultimately what this is about, is remove obstacles to give our coaches and student athletes pathways for growth and development. And the success that we all yearn for doesn't happen overnight. And if it does happen overnight, you're probably going to read about it on the ticker a couple years later, because there's just no magic potion to this thing. It takes time. It takes commitment. It takes collective commitment on the part of not only an administration and staff, but a community as well, in the form of season tickets, because we all understand that championships need to be aligned with championship level resources and expectations. So there's so many elements to it, Bob, but at the end of the day, it comes down to having high quality people in your program that understand the direction, right? Direction determines destination. So first you got to be pointed in the right direction. And then at the end of the day, you've got to travel the pathway and the journey and remove obstacles and understand. Paul says it all the time. Elevators don't get to the top right away. There are levels to this thing, and we'll continue to progress and get better every day.
So, you know, last year, men's basketball played a game against KU that raised NIL funds. We've seen Oklahoma State put a QR code on the back of their helmet. We've seen Tennessee add a NIL fee to ticket prices. How do you, as an athletic program, go about exploring creative ways to increase your NIL profile? And what have those conversations been like?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you for asking that, too. So as you guys know, in the summer of 22, we were at zero NIL dollars. We didn't raise our first NIL dollars until January 6th of 23. Last year, the collective distributed combined all sports right around 400,000. This year, we'll be a little north of a million. And so the growth has been great, and it comes in a lot of different pathways, Jeff. It's from the monthly memberships, right, the drive for 5,000. That has really picked up some steam here recently to targeting individual gifts and donations, and we've had some success there as well. I think people have had to learn, our head coaches and me, to have trust in what we're doing and then learn about NIL, which is really important as well. But I think, again, there are so many different pathways. There's some creative things going on, too. I mean, we are exploring some roundup campaigns, where you guys know when you go to the grocery store, you can round up for the Red Cross, or you can we're looking at opportunities to be able to do that. We have a program that's called Shipping with the Shocks, where you've got a company that that say we've got a business in Wichita that has an interest in exploring a different relationship in terms of shipping for their company or their business, their goods. There is a company out there that has great distribution all over the country, working with many different schools, where they will actually take a portion of their net profits and donate it to the local school and their collective. So there's a lot of creative things that are going on, and we're exploring every single one of them, because at the end of the day, it's not fair to put the responsibility on the backs of any one of those constituents. But by really maximizing all of those multiple pathways, I think we can get to a spot where we'll be very competitive in both recruitment and retention.
Final moments here with Kevin Saul, Wichita State Athletic Director. I was at in print journalism for more than four decades. Certainly, Wichita State athletics was a high priority for us. Now, in this age where, listen, Taylor Eldridge does everything humanly possible for the Wichita Eagle, but it's really hard to get to everything. Mm-hmm. When you have sports like women's tennis and volleyball and some of those things that maybe don't get the kind of widespread coverage they used to, how do you keep that on the forefront? I know you have your own social media people and people in your department who are putting news out there, but is that an issue at all?
I think it always has been, Bob. You with all 16 of our sports, you know, we need to do a very good job internally of telling our story. And whether that's our coaches, our student athletes, competitive results, or pregame previews and all of those things, it's number one, telling the story, and then it's the distribution. And as you know, Bob, the distribution for a long time has been, your media listserv. And so you're adding names to that, whether it's local media, regional media, national media. We want to try to distribute this thing as best as we can. And then you've got your social media strategy, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, all of those things to try and get your story in front of people and do it in an efficient way, right? Because if you work to try to maximize all of those things, you're probably going to exceed the allocated resources you have to be able to do that. So marketing, promotions, advertisement, all of those things, we try to find a really good balance to do that. And I am pleased with the coverage of all of our sports. I think from a marketing and promotion standpoint, both internally and externally, we've made it a real priority. We're seeing attendances grow over the last year or two, which is certainly helpful. And again, success has to come with that as well, Bob. So as we continue to grow our programs, I just encourage Shocker Nation to give us a call. I think they're going to be very proud and pleased of where we're headed in both of our basketball programs. They've done a phenomenal job recruiting. We've got competitive schedules that we believe on both sides will position us, if we play well, to be an at-large consideration at the end of the year. And so this is a great opportunity for folks to get involved. Go on to GoShockers.com or call our ticket office at 316-978-FANS and come be a part of it, because we've got some special things going here.
All right. We always appreciate your time. Thanks for being on, and we'll talk to you next month, okay?
All right. Take care, guys. I really appreciate it, and go Shockers.
Thanks. Kevin Saul, Wichita State Athletic Director. We got an hour left. We'll make it the best hour you've ever spent. Stay with us. The Bob and Jeff Show, KFA.
And a phony at the mic.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I wish I could be in the living room of somebody who's listening to this show.
Jeff Lutz.
You think they're listening in their living room?
And maybe.
It's not 1943.
It's a strange world.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, co-hosting. Max Power back in our studio, producing and engineering, the IHOP hotline, 869-1240. Did you see the news? The greatest Thunder player of all time is now an assistant coach.
Watch it.
What?
I did see that news.
Klaitz.
Klaitz
Travis
is Klaitz back.
Is back. Of course, we're teasing our friend Jason Duda. They're co-greats, right?
Yeah, we're going to have Klaitz on the show Friday, Duda,
really?
Duda and me.
Well, that'll be great.
Are you definitely off Friday?
I'm out.
Good. We don't need you.
You said that in a way that you were hoping I'd be in.
Oh, please. I've got this so handled, you wouldn't even.
Who else you got?
We got Joanna. We got a game. We don't even need to plan. The show's done.
It won't be a good show, but it'll be a show.
It'll be a great show. I agree with you.
It'll be a show, and you'll make the best of a difficult situation.
How jealous are you?
Not at all.
Seems like you are.
I am so ready to have a day off. And since we don't have a show Thursday due to the Royals, I'll have a four-day weekend.
Oh, my goodness gracious. How about that?
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, who wouldn't be?
Why are you like that?
Like what?
Why can't you be, no, that's great, Dad.
Yeah,
you probably
right.
deserve it.
No, not more than anybody else.
Why?
Why would you?
Because, Max, you don't have to record this. Well, go ahead. Because I carry the show.
To its death?
And we'll make our picks tomorrow on the show. So,
really?
Yeah, I'll get
those. I think we should make them Friday.
No, we're going to make them tomorrow. I don't want to have to deal with anything Friday.
You're so lame. I don't want to make a phone call.
How do you feel about that?
Do whatever you want.
Thank you. That's exactly
I'm gonna give you
the
something.
Attitude.
I'm going to give you something to deal with on Friday.
Like what?
I don't know.
What are you going to do?
You should have given me the day off Friday. We're headed down up to Manhattan for family weekend. But now you're making us leave at 5 instead of we could have left at 3.
I didn't know that. Did you ever tell me that before now?
Yeah.
No, be honest.
I think we have told you
did
that.
Did you ever tell me that?
I'm pretty sure we have.
You did not.
I've told you that it's family weekend.
You did not.
At K-State.
So had you told me that, I would have made arrangements, but not now. It's too late.
What do you mean arrangements? What do you have going on
I would have done the show, but I'm not doing it now. I got other plans.
What plans?
You don't need to know.
You have no plans.
You do not need to know.
I've never met a guy with fewer plans than you.
I'm going to do something with my wife on Friday. So that's what we're looking at.
I made a reservation to a restaurant in Las Vegas. Never been more proud of myself.
Don't care.
Oh, I can't wait.
I think my idea of going out solo is gaining momentum.
Good. I hope you do.
Wonder how I'll do.
Poorly.
I'm not a young man. 20-hour
drive. You should let me drive.
Why?
And buy my ticket and the gas and all the food and lodging.
See, that's the only reason you want to go with me.
Please.
No, it really is.
Are you kidding me right
now? I know that.
Are you kidding me right now?
Maybe he'll buy stuff.
Well, it'd be nice. You know how much money I've spent on Eagles tickets?
That's not my problem.
I know it isn't, but it would be. But it's not like I'm mooching off of you for Eagles tickets over the
years.
Well,
nor could you.
I think you've bought me two.
That's not even possible.
I think you bought me two out of 54.
Why would I buy you any of them?
I'm saying we didn't go together. You didn't want to go with me. You didn't, hey, let's go to this one. I'll go to that one with you. It'll be fun. I'll get.
I don't want to go to all these concerts.
I know, but I'm saying you could have reached out more than really once.
Did you ever buy a ticket for me?
Hell freezes over. You didn't buy for me. But
did you ever buy a ticket for me?
Yeah, of course.
Really? When?
The one we went to.
Why do you come across as this needy person?
Because I want you to buy the ticket. That's all. No biggie.
Well, I'm not ever going to buy you a ticket.
Never?
No.
My goodness. And you think I'm mean.
No, I'm just never going to do it.
Why?
Why would I?
Why wouldn't you? It's
what
a moment
adult
you can
buys a 41-year-old.
It's a moment
person.
You can share with your son. I'm not a 41-year-old person. I'm your flesh and blood.
And why would I buy a ticket?
Why not? Why did I buy a ticket?
Why wouldn't you buy a ticket for me?
You're pretty old.
I mean, I don't get it. Would your wife approve of this kind of messaging?
I need to get insurance on your ticket. Yeah.
She would.
Absolutely.
Go for it, Jeff. Get that old man to buy you a ticket. That's what she'd say.
Probably, yeah.
Are you kidding?
No.
Well, I'm going to text her.
No, you're not.
Oh,
she's,
I am.
She's homesick. You can't do that. Please don't bother her.
No, I will.
Don't bother her.
Because this is unbelievable.
Yeah. Believe it.
I will never buy you another thing.
Then I guess we're not going to Vegas together.
If I go, I'll go.
Well, I'm
if
going.
If I decide to go with you, I'll go and I'll buy my ticket. I won't buy your ticket.
Why not? You don't want to sit with me now?
No, we'll each buy our ticket.
We can't buy them together.
Why?
Because one ticket at a time.
Well, then you'll pay me back if I buy two tickets.
Well, we'll see.
And if you don't, I'll rip up the ticket.
There's no ripping them up. I'll buy them with your credit card.
No.
I'll have them on my Ticketmaster.
No.
And you won't be able to access them. So that'll be good.
First of all, you'll never have my credit card.
How am I going to pay you back then?
Secondly, I'll never buy you another thing.
Nothing?
No.
All right, fine.
And
what a horrible thing to say.
There'll be a call into my estate attorney as well.
Good.
Well, yeah.
I already know I'm not getting anything there.
You better think good.
Who is that? Jeff? Somebody?
You don't need to worry about it.
I know who it is.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
It's not who you think
it
is.
It's one of two people.
No, it's not.
It's this guy or that guy.
No, you don't know. I'll take care of my own finances, including my finances after I'm gone.
Are you going to have an auction?
That's up to my wife.
I won't bid.
Good. You're not invited.
I won't go.
I wouldn't want you there.
Why?
I just wouldn't.
Who wants these huge shrines to Jeff?
I'm looking forward to getting this kitchen remodel done because we got to pick out a microwave. We got to get a new small dining room set, not big like the last one. It'll be a cozy, kind of intimate,
good
dining experience for two or four, not six. And we're gonna look at some things.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, you hear those planes fly overhead?
Yeah, pretty loud.
That's I haven't heard that much here at our building.
It's almost
was loud.
It's almost unnerving.
I had my headsets on and that was loud. How loud was it?
Pretty loud.
And I can still hear the rumble.
Are we having an air show that I didn't know about today?
I don't think so. I got when I grew up in Derby and in the close proximity to McConnell and Boeing, it was every day. This was every day. Just you learn to live with it.
I'm sure.
But I don't live with that now. Although if I told you in our home, when we close the blinds, there's this little crack between the blinds. Have I told this story?
Not to me.
Well, I'm going to tell the story. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
So there's this little sliver of space between the blinds. And it's fascinating because, you know, as planes come in to Wichita, they kind of circle out to the northeast. And then they come back around. And in that little sliver of a space between our shades, our blinds, I can always see the plane.
Really?
It's the exact same flight path. I find that incredible. Every plane is right on that. Don't you find that interesting?
It's interesting. How do you know it's every plane and not the same flight every day?
No, it's four, five, six times a night.
That's amazing.
It happens all the time. It's small planes, bigger planes. I'd love to know more about that because, you know, there are flight patterns, right? You've heard of those.
Maybe I'll look into that.
I'm right in the flight pattern where I can see that plane between the sliver of space in my blinds. And it gives me where I sit. You understand that? Like in my chair, I have that.
Where?
That vantage point. In my chair.
In your living room.
Yeah. I can see that. And for whatever reason, I take great satisfaction in that. It soothes me.
I'm glad.
Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, you like your little routine.
Thank you. You're trying to get a ticket, aren't you?
No, I don't want a ticket anymore.
Trying to be nice so you can get a ticket. I know exactly how you work.
It's interesting.
And I'm not going to put up with it.
All right, don't put up with it.
Now,
where would you want to sit at this?
Now the Pac-12 has sued the Mountain West. This stuff is unbelievable. As I spoke with Kevin Saul, it's almost like the games have taken a back seat. The competition is now Saturday. We'll watch it all, but it's not nearly as intriguing as all this maneuvering, is it?
Not on September 27th or whatever it'll be on Saturday, 28th, I guess. But eventually the season will become hopefully more interesting than the Pac-12 and Mountain West travails.
Aren't you shocked that Memphis didn't go through with this?
Not really.
I know it's a high exit fee. I get it.
I don't know why Memphis would want to be in
that nearly desperate to get out of the American. We've heard it time and again from guests we've had on the show. And I'm telling you, the Pac-12's, some of the teams they brought in are good. That's a better conference than the American.
I don't know. I'd have to really.
San Diego State was recently in the Final Four.
I'd have to really look at it. Basketball, probably, yes, it is, especially if they get Gonzaga, which we don't know if that's happening or not. Football, probably about the same. And that's
no, it's not. San Diego State's better. Boise State has fought for
20 years ago.
No, that's a great program.
They're a fine program.
My gosh, Colorado State.
No, they got then no.
That's a good program.
No,
and I think that's and then you got Fresno State, And Fresno State's had very good moments.
You're expressing to me a lot of meh.
Okay, Fresno State or Tulane?
That's a tough one. Let me look at Fresno State's yearly records. Now, would I want in my conference? Just based on nothing? That's also tough. I was getting ready to say Fresno State for sure. But New Orleans, man, I don't know. That's close to me.
Okay, Fresno State or South Florida?
Another one. Tampa?
South Florida's not in Tampa.
Where is it?
Tampa. I just like to mess with you. You and I got you.
Another tough one. I don't know.
Okay.
Probably Fresno.
San Diego State or South Florida?
San Diego State.
San Diego State or Tulane?
San Diego State, probably.
Of course.
Probably.
And I like Tulane.
State's yearly?
Huh?
I know they're pretty good at football, but you lose track of some of these teams. Like things that you talking about Boise State, they compete for it. That was like 25 years ago.
Boise State's still viable.
Stuff goes fast. I know, but they're not in that class.
They'd be a great addition to the Pac-12, and they will be again.
They are in the Pac-12.
I'm very curious to see where this all goes. Memphis, I'm telling you, through talking to my sources, you understand I have sources.
San Diego State's like the Oklahoma State of the...
Do you understand I have sources?
Except not as good. No.
Well, I do.
Why would you?
Because I still am a media member.
Should I have sources?
I reached out last night to one of them.
To who?
You don't need to know this stuff.
I know who it is. I know
who.
Gary Parrish.
No, it's not Gary Parrish.
Then who cares if it's not somebody that matters?
I tell you, when it gets to the small talk portion of this show.
Oh, I'm so good at it. Try some.
And the back and forth. You used to be really good at it.
What happened?
You're starting to come apart.
When was I good at it?
I just think you're distracted more. I don't think you feel as confident.
Oh, that's crazy.
Being able to hang with me.
That might be true. I don't know. Not about you.
As you just said it, Max. Put that clip aside.
No, not about you. Just confidence in general. But I think it's coming back.
What happened to your confidence?
So don't worry about it. I don't know.
Well, give me an idea. What?
I don't know. Just ebbs and flows, I guess. But it'll be fine.
I'll be fine.
Everything's great.
I mean, you got to bring it on this show.
I usually do. I don't think just you saying something makes it true.
I mean, I bring it. I'm here every day bringing it. And that's what I expect from you or Duda or... The
Memphis,
big fella or whomever.
Memphis wants to be in the ACC probably. But then that conference is going to crumble. So who knows?
You don't know.
We're Big Ten, we're SEC, and we're
Memphis,
probably Big 12.
Tulane, South Florida, and UTSA would have been good gets for the Pac-12. Apparently that's not happening. And maybe tomorrow on the show I will attempt to get Gary Parrish.
You should. He's one of your good sources.
Or Jeff Calkins.
Yeah, maybe.
Those are the guys that know Memphis, right?
What, does Gary Parris know Memphis more than...
Sure he does. He's based in Memphis.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's where he's been based forever.
I had no idea.
Well, I don't know why you haven't. Why you don't have it.
Why would I?
Because that's...
Why would that information have come across my desk?
Common knowledge. Do you watch Gary Parrish?
Do you watch his
podcast?
No.
Do you listen to him?
When it's basketball season, not during the off season. I tried to get you listening to a podcast yesterday. You had no interest.
No interest.
The Bill Simmons podcast.
I'm not interested in Bill Simmons.
Really?
Nope.
Why do you think that is?
Seems like he was really a big deal 5 or 10 years ago.
He's got more money than anybody on earth, it seems like.
Well, that doesn't mean success, and that doesn't mean I want to hear you. Okay?
All right. You going to watch the Vince McMahon documentary?
When's it out?
Tonight, tomorrow.
Tonight.
Like late tonight, like midnight-ish.
Well, I'm not going to stay up to midnight.
I understand that, but...
To watch it? For crying out loud. I got I got to get some sleep.
Maybe 11. Might be midnight Eastern.
I'm not watching it tonight.
All right.
And neither are you, I hope.
I doubt it. Unless it's like on my TV when I get home, then no.
What do you mean when you get home?
Sometimes it's weird. It just shows up.
Just shows up.
Yeah, like the day before it's supposed to be on. Seems like that's happened before.
I've never. I can't even relate to what you're talking about.
My Netflix is. I must have the gold package.
Yeah, I doubt it. Let's see.
Max is playing the game, by the way. But what do you want to say?
Well, I'm trying to figure out. The Tigers held on to beat Tampa Bay 2-1. And the Royals and Twins, boy, they better get.
Detroit's now officially in second place.
They better get it going. They're 83-74, now a half game ahead of Kansas City, and a game and a half ahead of Minnesota.
Wild.
They could be solely in that wild card position.
Yeah, they have the first spot now.
The Royals and Twins lose tonight.
Crazy.
Seattle just a game and a half behind Kansas City, and they are a half game behind the Minnesota Twins. All right, we'll take a break. Got a game coming up. Is Max involved
Max is
in this
playing,
game?
Yeah.
What's the game?
Tell you when we get back.
No, we gotta entice people to hang.
We hang for this one, folks.
What's it about? Give me the subject matter.
It's not sports.
Music.
No, I don't know.
Oh, you know.
It might be. It might not be.
Back in a minute.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game!
All right, it is time to play the game here on the Bob and Jeff Show. What is the game?
You're going
to
name either one of the television shows that was the highest rated for a year, or a movie that was the highest grossing of a year. You can name either one. If you get that right, you get to try to name the other one.
All right, Max, you want to go first?
And you can steal in this game.
You want to go first?
I take it has to be the same year for the TV and movie, correct?
No, you can name it. It could be any year, and you can name a TV show or movie first. It doesn't matter.
Okay,
but
I'll go
first. Please declare before you.
I'll go first.
Okay, would you go ahead?
All in the Family.
All in the Family. Let me get off the movie page. That is correct. Would you like to try to name a movie?
Sure. Godfather.
The Godfather. Probably sometime in the...
Like 72.
This only goes back to 77, so... go 77, and that was earlier.
Or Star Wars.
Another flaw in the game, Max.
Oh, I didn't know that. Only Star Wars is correct. You have 2 points.
What's Star Wars?
Star Wars.
The first one. The original.
Yeah, if you wanted to name another one, he'd say the subtitle.
All right, my turn?
Yeah.
Television show MASH.
Television show MASH. Highest rated of a year. That is incorrect.
Well, let me tell you right now, this thing is flawed.
I'm looking at it. Max, you get to steal.
Wait a minute. Don't I get to name a movie?
You didn't name the first one correct.
Well, the first one could have been either a movie or a television show.
Right. You have to get it correct.
Why don't I get a chance at both of them, and then Max can steal where I'm wrong?
Because you didn't get the first one right. You don't get a bonus. If you don't get the first one right. Right, Max? You can steal.
Max, I can't believe you want to play under these guidelines.
I'm you know, it's his. He made up the rules.
You can steal a television show, and then if you get that correct, you get another movie shot.
Okay. I'll go with Happy Days.
Happy Days is correct.
And MASH wasn't.
MASH apparently was not, no. And now a movie for a steal.
Titanic.
Titanic is, of course, correct. You lead 4-0 after one round, and it is again your turn, Max.
All right, let me think. TV show. Should know this.
TV show or movie?
All right, I'll start with
five
the movie.
Seconds.
I'll start with the movie. God, I can't think of that.
Time.
Well, I couldn't think of the movie.
You get a chance to steal a television show or a movie.
What's the question?
Highest rated television show of a year, highest grossing movie of a year. 77 and on for the movies.
Movie, a Jaws. Or was that before 77?
Man, why are you making me look this up? Jaws came out in 75.
Okay.
I'll give you another shot.
Movie.
Even though you knew.
No, I didn't. Movie. Gosh, that's so hard.
5 seconds.
Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back. That is correct. It is 4-1 after.
And I get a television show now. Right?
Yeah, you didn't guess a television
show. And what's the time frame on television shows?
It goes basically back to the history of television, the 1950.
Okay. Then I would pick Gunsmoke.
Gunsmoke is correct. It is 4-2, and it's your turn.
Now it's my turn.
Again.
I'll pick Bonanza.
Bonanza is correct. Now you need a movie.
And I would also pick Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Good guess and a correct guess.
Max, this thing's suddenly tied.
It is 4-4.
And Jeff looked at my phone to make sure I'm not cheating.
Oh, I saw you looking at your phone earlier.
Oh, my God.
You stole my Bonanza.
Max, it is your turn. Top of the third, 4-4.
What a comeback
in this game.
Never count me out. Now Max is rattled.
He is a little rattled. Television show or a movie?
I'll go with the TV show first.
Okay.
The Fugitive.
That's going to be...
That is incorrect.
Oh.
This is the last
Uh-oh,
episode.
Max.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
You're up. For the steal.
I will say Golden Girls.
Golden Girls is incorrect.
What? This is a false.
Why is it a false?
I don't know. Go, Max.
It's your turn.
It's still my turn?
Yeah, you tried to steal from Max.
Oh,
so it's your back
now
to
it's
you.
My turn.
Yes.
I get to name a TV show.
Or a movie.
And a movie. Or a movie.
Yes.
Oh, man. Why can't I think of any movies? It's absolutely... Oh, I'll say E.T.
E.T. is correct. Now a television show, if you don't mind.
And as for the television show, I'll say Beverly Hillbillies.
Beverly Hillbillies, because television has not existed in the last 50 years, is correct. 6-4... After 3.
Unbelievable. How many rounds are we playing?
I don't
five?
Know. Until we stop, I guess.
No, we'll play 5 rounds.
5 rounds, Max. Highest rated television show of a year. Highest rated, highest grossing movie of a year.
Toy Story 1.
Toy Story 1 is correct.
Ah, that was my next one.
1995.
Doggone it.
And a television show, perhaps.
I believe Kung Fu was ruled for a year. Because I still watch it.
Well, unfortunately, Kung Fu did not rule for a year. So you can steal a television show.
I can steal the television show.
You can.
I'll say the Andy Griffith Show.
Correct. 1967-68. It is now 7-5, and it's your turn.
Black Panther.
Well, that's a good guess. Yes, correct.
Have you ever seen a guy turn it on like this?
I don't know. Have I?
No, I mean, say something.
Amazing.
If you're really going to host this game show, you got to be excited
for it. I'm not excited. I'm not rooting for anybody. I'm just moderating.
I don't get it.
Give me a television show and stop.
Dick Van Dyke Show.
Stop stalling. Dick Van Dyke, not correct.
I disagree.
Max, you can steal a television show here.
Dick Van Dyke, not funny then, not funny now. even though I don't think this is funny. I Love Lucy.
I Love Lucy is, of course, correct. It is 8-6, and we go to the fifth and final round. Max, you're up.
The first Avengers movie.
Nah.
Avengers, yes, correct.
What?
2012. The Avengers, it's correct. And a television show.
The Penny Show, Big Bang Theory.
Uh-oh.
It's a good guess.
That is a good guess.
I'm going to actually throw that out because I'm throwing out that guess because since 2011, it has been Sunday Night Football, and I don't consider that a TV show. So give me a guess pre-2011.
Well, that why didn't you tell us that going in?
I'm throwing it out.
Well, that's a terrible this game is just thrown together.
I'm throwing it out. Max, you can guess again.
My Big Bang Theory was incorrect?
Yeah, because since 2011, it has been Sunday Night Football every year. So I'm talking about series that are on the air. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we're changing the rules, Max.
You know what I'm talking about.
But Big Bang Theory was a series?
I know, but it wasn't highest rated because Sunday Night Football has been the highest rated show since 2011. So I need a pre-2011 show.
Unbelievable.
That was highest rated.
How I Met Your Mother.
Unbelievable.
How I Met Your Mother, that would be in the same time frame. But since I already explained the rules, I'm not.
I don't know what night they were on. So
no, I'm saying Sunday Night Football has been the highest rated show every year since 2011.
Oh, okay.
Matt, how many guesses does Max get?
That's it.
Now what?
It's your turn.
What's the score?
It is 8-7. So
I've already won.
No, you haven't. He could steal if you miss.
Well, I'm stealing from him.
Okay, then try to name a television show.
The rules for this are very...
Give us a show.
Why are you getting upset?
Because you're stalling.
Batman.
Batman is a TV show?
No. Movie.
No, you're stealing a TV show.
Oh. Honeymooners.
No. Come on. Have you guys watched television in the last 50 years? So it's 8-7 going to the bottom of the fifth.
No. Now it's my turn.
It's your turn. So I need a television show and or a movie.
Television show. Movie. I'm going to go movie first.
Okay.
Batman. The Michael Keaton.
Yes.
Thank you. And
it's 9-7, so you can't lose.
I get one more, right?
You get a TV show.
I get a TV show.
Yes.
Newhart.
Come on. No.
You, there's no way.
9-7, your final.
Thank you, Max.
Let's do some of the television shows.
There's no way Newhart wasn't a top-rated show.
There's no way it was. Texaco Star Theater, I'll go since 70.
That was Milton Berle, wasn't it?
Rowan Laughin. Marcus Welby, M.D., Laverne and Shirley, 60 Minutes, Dallas.
I should have said 60 Minutes.
Dynasty, The Cosby Show,
Dallas,
Cheers.
My gosh.
Cheers, Home Improvement, Seinfeld, ER, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Survivor, Friends, CSI, and American Idol. Some movies, Grease, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Return of the Jedi, Beverly Hills Cop, Back to the Future, Top Gun, Rain Man, Home Alone, Terminator 2, Aladdin, Independence Day, Saving Private Ryan, Harry
Almost
Potter.
Almost said that.
Shrek
Almost
2.
Almost said Harry Potter.
Dark Knight.
Almost said Dark Knight.
American Sniper, Black Panther, which was said.
I said Black Panther.
That's what I just said.
You didn't give me credit
Inside
for
Out 2.
Wait a minute.
Barbie.
You told me Black Panther wasn't one
no,
of
I
them.
I didn't. I said yes.
No, you didn't.
Rewind the tape. Of course I did. I absolutely 100% counted that as correct.
I don't think you did.
I know I did.
I'll go to my grave.
You better go fast.
All right. Nice comeback win for yours truly. Who's now about 9-0 against Max?
Poor Max.
No offense, Max, but good grief.
I need you guys to at least evolve into the second half of the 20th century. I know you're not
going to. We couldn't get it because you had Monday night or Sunday night football.
But the
And didn't tell us.
Seinfeld? You couldn't guess Seinfeld?
I like that band.
Out of the great country of Canada.
Done a little bit of their work in karaoke rooms across the city. Yeah, I have.
You used to. You haven't done.
I haven't karaoke'd in probably 8 years.
Well, let's fix that.
But I've sang in my car. My wife's a particular judge of vocal ability, being a former Friends singing Quaker.
Oh, of course.
And a great vocalist herself. And has given me thumbs up.
Wow. You wouldn't expect that from your significant other, but
no, not if I wasn't singing well. I wouldn't.
What a rare
no. We have an honest
connection
relationship
that you guys have.
We're not like you and your wife. Oh, Jeff, that was great, and
it was great.
Meanwhile, our ears are bleeding. That's yeah, not
you're just jealous. I don't know what you're jealous
of. That's not the kind of relationship I have.
I don't know what you're jealous of, but you're jealous of something.
What?
Are you jealous that I know all the words to songs?
How did you get jealous out of that?
Well, I'm just figuring out what it must be. Because you're lashing out for what reason?
Well, you pointing out you don't think my wife's being as sincere.
I didn't say that. I just I wouldn't expect... Has she ever said, Bob?
Sure she has.
Come on now, bud.
Yes.
Watch it.
Absolutely.
Watch what
not
you're doing.
Not about my singing.
What about?
Oh, you know, my ability to cook or construct a sentence.
That's true.
But my singing is without criticism.
I made some chili last night. We should have brought you some.
Well, no, you never do that.
We got a lot of leftovers.
I'm looking forward to the chili returning at the Artichoke. There's a little plug for the Artichoke, my good friends over there. And
good place.
Their chili is so good, and I think it's back. And now I am not going to think about anything other than chili.
We're not too far away from the Artichoke.
I got to work here a little bit after the show, then I got to get home. I got to take my wife on a little errand, and hopefully we'll see some improvement in the kitchen remodel.
It's a long process. It's going to be incremental improvement.
They pretty much
best.
Gutted the kitchen.
That's the start of it.
Cabinets gone, backsplash gone, wall gone. Now the work begins. They're talking about getting new cabinets started this week.
And still projecting a 7-week timeline?
That's correct.
I don't know. It seems long.
They're doing a new ceiling, new backsplash.
Ceiling?
Sure.
What's up with that?
You gotta repair the ceiling. Where they take the wall down, you know that affects the ceiling.
Never heard of anything like that.
Of course you haven't, because you don't...
So do you not have a ceiling on that part of your house right now?
You not know that taking a wall down would affect the ceiling?
But how?
You're actually wanting to know.
Yeah,
actually don't know.
Tell me what effect
the wall
it had
runs
the...
into the ceiling,
understood.
Right?
So tell me exactly... Now, how that?
So you gotta refinish the ceiling, and you can't just refinish that part. You got to do the whole ceiling.
Wow!
Do you understand that?
No, not really.
The amount that you don't understand could fill. Could fill an ocean.
I'm so happy I don't have to understand things like that, or ever think about them.
Oh, I just hate this. But what if your wife would wake up one day and say, I'm going to let this clown live on his own? I don't know what you'd do.
I'd struggle. I'd have to find another lover immediately.
No, you wouldn't. There's no way you could find one.
I'd have to.
You don't know how to do anything.
Name one thing I don't know how to do.
I could name one thing you do know how to do.
What's that?
Get on this show and...
I cooked the chili last night. I make dinner. I make food.
Chili is like...
It's the easiest, but I had to cut. I had to prepare. I had to... But I'd make dinner a lot.
Well, when I have a kitchen, I'll get back to that. But in the meantime...
What will you get back to?
In the meantime, I'm going to go get some chili.
Are you going to get back to me cooking?
Me cooking. And I can't wait to get the ranchero salad... At Doc Green's.
When are you doing that?
It's so good.
Doc Green's is a nice place.
It's got a little bite to it.
A little kick?
Yeah.
Well, it's ranchero. It better.
And I just love it.
I'm happy. I'm getting pretty good at writing with my left hand over here.
So anyway, if you want to go back and hear any part of the show today, and we've had a good show. I've had a really good show.
What have I had? An average show?
Adam Teicher, Kevin Saul, our guests. Tomorrow on the show, we've got Wichita State women's basketball coach Terry Nooner among our guests. We got a couple of big high school games here locally. Collegiate Andale.
Big one.
Northwest Cape and Mount Carmel.
There's more than that. I looked at the slate.
Yeah, but those are
for
the
my
two,
Friday five. There's,
those are the two really big ones.
No, there's a couple other ones.
No, there's not. There's not anything that matches.
Yeah,
up.
There is. And I'll.
What is it?
I don't remember. But I'll in my Friday. Well,
if you know, if you think you know.
No, but I remember going through the games. Wow, that's a good one.
Nothing matches those.
They will.
Because I've already. No, they won't.
They will. There was like a Sedgwick somebody or a somebody someone.
Sedgwick.
Somebody's playing.
Sedgwick Marion is a good game.
Yeah, that's a good game.
It doesn't match those.
Oh,
two.
What a game that is.
God, what a.
Couple 3-0 ball clubs?
Yeah, it's a good game. But it's not that. All right, thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison includes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.